Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Round two. Name that tune. Songs from 2006. Mate has three. Steve has two. Hot Wings has one. Me and Tommy are useless.
You're close. It's happening. I can
Tommy's
feel it.
Less useless. He's buzzed in.
Thanks.
We've got a few more tunes left here, so you've got a chance to catch up. But I do feel like Maitland and Steve have an advantage.
It's your era, right?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes. Yeah. All right, it's time for Tune and Clue number 7. In this song, prison gates won't open up for this band's lead singer.
Oh, man.
He's on his hands and knees. He's crawling. Oh, he's reaching for you. He's terrified of these four walls and these iron bars. They can't hold his soul in. All he needs is you.
Uh-huh.
Here's your tune number 7.
Prison gates won't open up for me. On these hands and knees I'm crawling. I'll reach for you. Well, I'm terrified of these four walls.
Dang, Maitland. I can hear so many other songs that are running through my head.
Because they all sound the same?
Steve?
A lot of them do.
Steve.
Nickelback. I'm sorry?
No.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Nickelback, Crawling.
No.
Free Bear.
Free Bear.
Nickelback, I'm Falling.
No.
Hot Wings.
Nickelback, Last One Standing.
No.
All right,
I'm waiting.
God, all their lyrics sound like hooks, but none of it sounds good.
I know.
Maitland.
Nickelback, Saving Me.
Yes! There it is.
You should just want to listen to more of it.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was Dokken the whole time.
I knew we were going to get there.
That was probably a massive hit.
I mean, the fact that I recognize it means it must have been a hit because... I'm off the bandwagon at that point.
It's time for Tune and Clue number 8. Oh, I'm about to sneeze. Hold on.
Oh.
That's you.
Oh, God, we hate you.
I hate it too. Bless you.
Thanks.
I love you.
Thanks. I love you too. So many mixed emotions right now. It's going to be perfect for this song. Tune and Clue number 8. Despite its emotional relationship-focused lyrics, this song is actually about the frontman's falling out and subsequent reconciliation with his younger brother, Caleb, who was the band's bass player. Until the lead singer realized his brother kind of sucked and the lead singer booted him from the group because his playing wasn't up to their standard. The song is written from Caleb's point of view, being kicked out of the band and reflecting on how he felt in over his head with the sudden pressure of the music industry and the fracturing of their sibling relationship. Here is your tune, number 9.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue.
I know the song.
Turn and run when all I needed was the truth.
Oh.
But that's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing more than apathy. I'd rather run
Steve.
The other way.
Steve.
Cable car.
Keep going.
The Fray.
You've got the right band, and I'm not sure which one you think is the band and which one you think is the But one of them.
I know what I'm thinking.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I know what it is now.
Maitland.
The Fray, Over My Head.
Yeah.
What am I saying? What's their song?
The Memory.
I wasn't totally wrong. It's Over My Head, Cable Car.
Oh, is that in parentheses?
Yeah.
Oh, I just have Over My Head.
At least it is on Spotify where I put together the playlist, but that's all right. I didn't get it.
The playlist okay. people can find at freebeerandhotwigs.com.
Yep. Yeah, every week.
Every week we get a text after. Oh, you guys should make this into a playlist.
Yeah, we do that, and we do Decca Smash anytime we do that.
Guys, we have four more tunes.
Okay.
Woo! And I want the older generation to be able to catch up. So these, if you get them, Free Beer Hot Wings, and the youngest of the generation, Tommy.
Hi.
They're worth 5 points apiece for each of you.
Okay. Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm. So okay. you could take a dominant lead here.
Maitland has five now. Yeah,
almost
Steve,
certainly
two.
Will not happen.
Maybe with this one it will. With Tune and Clue, number 9. This song isn't about a specific person. It's more, isn't about a... let me do this one more time. This song is about the band's lead singer. He's not a perfect person. There's many things he wishes he didn't do. And he continues learning patterns that we all go through in relationships that we're in. And you either realize that stuff at some point or you don't. And you never change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's like your
tune. Tell the song title.
Oh, number 2. Number 9.
Because we played this twice in a row one day.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Hoobastank the reason.
Yeah.
The reason. All I could think of was the way, and I go, that's wrong. I knew it was Hoobastank, though.
Yeah, because we were doing.
I'm pretty sure we played it like 5 times in a row.
Yeah, and now Hoobastank.
We wanted to do 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're like, but it's Hoobastank. They don't have 2. Play this one twice. So we did. And then we started it for the 3rd one, and we're like, we can't do it.
Cue it up again.
Let's do 5 for Friday.
All us hoobas, man. Not a hooba.
No.
Stanks.
I'm a stanker.
All right, it is now time for Tune and Clue number 11, where we go to New Jersey. This song is about remaining true to your roots no matter where life takes you. For this band, their home is New Jersey, where they're a great source of pride. And despite their travels, that is always their home, and they will always be welcome back. Because who says you can't go home?
Steve?
I literally gave it to you.
Yeah.
Steve?
Bon Jovi, who says you can't go home?
Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go home?
And I forgot about this song.
Yeah.
The music video to this song is very cringe. When you look at it, they all look like Keith Urban.
Weird.
Because in 2006, they all looked like Keith Urban.
Yeah.
We were all going through our Keith Urban phases.
Yes. Well, what's weird is I was like, they all look like Keith Urban. And then as I was looking up song facts, they asked him to be in this song.
They did?
But I don't know which one is Keith Urban in the music video. I can't tell.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like John Bon Jovi, he kind of had that like feathered Keith
There's
Urban.
There's some similarities.
Yeah.
But who Keith Urban first?
Keith Urban or
Bon Jovi? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were going in opposite directions. Bon Jovi had really long hair and it was getting slowly shorter.
Yeah,
and Keith Urban's was probably getting slowly longer.
Yeah,
so
they met,
I mean, they
met
in the middle.
They did that song, and then they parted ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's time for Tune and Clue number next. In this song, this band's lead singer can't escape this hell. He's tried so many times, but he's still caged inside. He needs somebody to get him through this nightmare because he can't control himself. Here's your tune number. This one.
Maitland. 3 Days Grace, Animal I've Become.
Yes!
Dang, Maitland.
I can't escape this hell. So many times I've tried. But I'm still caged inside. Somebody.
Just to put it into perspective. perspective, you were 9 when all these came out.
Yeah, that's when I realized I'm a rock girl.
You were a rock. You were a rock girl early.
Yeah.
Like typically, you don't find stuff like this till late in your teens.
Probably.
For a lot of people.
So this was your short sleeve T-shirt on top of long sleeve T-shirt phase.
Mm-hmm.
That means you like music.
It does.
All right, guys, these final two are strong tunes, and I know the last one everybody's going to be jumping for, but we've got one more before it, okay? Here's your tune and clue, second to last. This tune is about this band's lead singer's painful breakup with Seether's frontman, Sean Morgan. Driven by his struggles with addiction and the end of their toxic 2-year relationship, the song serves as her ultimatum and a bold declaration of reclaiming her independence. Here is your tune, number 13.
Don't cry to me. If you loved me, you would be here with me. You want me, come find me. Make up your mind.
Maitland.
Evanescence. Wake Me Up.
No.
Steve.
Damn it. Steve.
Don't Cry to Me.
No.
Evanescence.
We'll go to the chorus.
Don't cry to me. You left me. You won't be here with me. You want me. Come find me. Make up your mind.
Oh, she doesn't say
it.
Free beer.
Evanescence, Make Up Your Mind.
No.
Psst.
This is Evanescence, Call Me When You're Sober.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was about Seether. Or about lead singer of Seether.
Alrighty. It is our final tune and our final clue. And this is a show favorite. Years ago, on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, we did a fun little topic about who had the worst first day of work. Little did we know that would lead to one of the best time drops of all time on this show. A listener called in to tell us about his... I'm going to let you go first, but I'm going to finish this clue. A listener called in to tell us about his first day working at a plant. On his first day, he watched an employee open the doors to an incinerator and walk right in.
Whoa!
Which prompted Hot Wings to play
Hot Wings.
This song, Free Beer.
Daniel Powder, Bad Day.
Because you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work at a smile and you go for a ride.
That's probably the hardest I have laughed ever. It's so appropriate.
Can you imagine? That's one of those where... We ever get an email from the family? Like, I think you were talking about my dad.
Surely you can appreciate the perfect
timing
of that.
Did your dad work at a glass factory? Are you calling to tell us we were right?
I think that's the one thing that's going to be mentioned for sure at my funeral.
Yeah. No, I think we've talked about
song.
It. Yeah. No, we've talked about it. There's going to be a QR code on your headstone so people can scan it and hear that drop.
With the story?
Hear that moment, yeah.
By the way, before the last two songs, I started laughing out loud because I was going back to the Bon Jovi song.
Oh, did you see the music video?
And Kelly said she couldn't tell which ones were Bon Jovi and which ones were Keith Urban, and it's a really cringy video. And I went, I've got to see some of this video. I want to see if I can tell which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you can't identify Keith Urban is because Keith Urban is Jennifer Nettles. Keith Urban is not in this at all.
The band.
It's Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles.
From the country band Sugarland.
Wait, that's not Keith Urban on the far left with the guitar in his hand?
No, it's Bon Jovi. It's one of the Bon Jovi people.
I thought the guy in the
Richie
middle is Bon Jovi.
Is it Richie Sambora?
Well, those are all named Bon Jovi.
Members of Bon Jovi.
Who's the blonde guy in the background on the couch? That looks like Keith Urban.
He's not in this. It literally says Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles, says you can't go home.
Did they shoot that live at Daryl's house? It looks like the same setting.
Well, the whole thing is they're building a house for Habitat for Humanity in the video.
Super cringe, I guess.
whenever anybody thinks
of
that.
Look at us building houses.
Always think of Keith Urban.
I mean, it's definitely a cringy video, but...
Hey, let's get everybody with a butch haircut in here.
that's a lady.
Who's the real loser, Kelly or Jennifer Nettles, for being confused with Keith Urban?
I don't know, because she's really pretty.
Keith Urban's kind of pretty.
But so are the guys in Bon Jovi.
Yeah, they're all pretty.
Like, they're all pretty.
That just reminded me of...
pretty group.
My eighth grade basketball year, we were switching to man-to-man defense, and there was a bunch of subs that came in, and the coach looked out, and somebody goes, "Who do I got?" And they go, "Who are you covering?" And he goes, "That one." And he goes, "Which one? The pretty-looking kid? Hey, you're guarding the pretty-looking kid." And I said, "Coach, he has a number." And he goes, "Do you know who I'm talking about?" And there was a dude on the other team.
Oh, no.
He had red cheeks and a big smile with dimples. He was pretty. He's a great player, but even when we were on varsity, I couldn't look at him. Like, he had 25 points against us my last time we played him. I'm like, man, that pretty kid ate our lunch.
You just would get distracted every time you looked at him because his teeth would twinkle.
He's all dreamy.
He's got like that aura
around
him.
Was it that boy on the right?
No, the one on the left.
Tell me that doesn't look like Keith Urban. Either one of them.
You put a cowboy hat on both of them and I'd be confused which one was married to Nicole
Keith
Kidman.
Urban. In 2006, like I said.
Hey, look.
We were all going through our Keith Urban phase.
Look, guys, I just Googled it, and he was on that song, but only in the original session, so the underground session of Keith Urban, where he was on vocals and played banjo.
Ah, yes, the Bon Jovi underground sessions with Keith Urban.
You know what?
Do you mean underground? Do you mean he's from the Down Under?
Something like that.
Underdown.
However,
from the Underdown, yeah.
However,
from the Under Equator series.
John Bon Jovi felt that their vocals sounded too similar. So he chose Jennifer Nettles' Keith Urban instead.
Instead of Keith Urban?
Yes. It's true. It's on Google. So you can look it up.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.